For your Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, September 15, 1980. First interview with Mr. Zhou Long at his residence in Hollywood, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Long, can you tell me where your parents came from?
Well, I think they came from Canton originally. And
the province of Canton,
yeah,
or the city?
City, I think.
Okay. Both of them?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Okay. What did your father do?
Well, at the time when he was young, he was in the, my grandfather had a nightclub restaurant in Los Angeles during the Prohibition years. And after the Prohibition years, they had Sing Pat in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
with the home branch of San Francisco.
Did he come over here at an early age?
My father did, yes.
Uh-huh, I see.
And my grandfather was here earlier, and then after the earthquake in San Francisco, they came down to Los Angeles and opened the branch of Sing Pat here.
Oh, Sing Fat was originally
San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
That was a big import-export company in San Francisco at the time.
I see. Where was Sing Fat located in L.A.?
It was on Broadway, and it went through to Hill Street, where the Los Angeles Theater is presently.
Uh-huh. And how long was your father working there all through his life?
No, actually, until the crash.
Oh, crash of 29?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he didn't work anymore?
No, more or less, semi-retired, did
uh-huh.
odd jobs and things like that.
Okay.
Then he had a restaurant in Hollywood.
Chinese restaurant?
Yes. And, well, that was around in the early 30s and middle 35, 36, around there.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, he just, then he more or less retired.
Uh-huh. when were you born?
I was born January 25th, 1918.
Uh-huh.
In Los Angeles.
I see. What kind of language did you speak at home? English?
Yes,
or Chinese?
We spoke mostly English at home.
Uh-huh.
And, well, my mother tried to teach us to speak Chinese, but didn't succeed, I don't think.
What kind of Chinese was it? Do you remember?
Hengshan.
Hengshan? Oh, yeah. Is that considered like the say yep wa, you know?
No, no.
No, it's the regular.
Yeah.
The, oh, I see, okay. The kind that's spoken in Hong Kong right now, right?
That's, no, Hong Kong, they speak Mandarin, don't they?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Taiwan speaks Mandarin.
Taiwan. Oh.
Hong Kong speaks Cantonese, but a certain kind, the more popular kind.
Yeah.
Sort of like sam yep wa. Say yep means the four counties or four villages.
Yeah, well, Hengshan is more or less like Sam Yup, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about Chinese schools? Did you go to Chinese
no.
schools?
No. Mm-hmm. Because we lived too far out.
Oh, where did you live most of the time when you were growing up?
Well, we lived in Hollywood all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We lived. My mother has been at the same home for 62 years now.
The one on Gower Street?
Mm-hmm.
I see. How did they decide to move to Hollywood and to
I
start
don't
a
know.
Restaurant? They didn't tell you?
No.
Were you born in Hollywood?
No, I was a month old when we moved there.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, there was only two houses there, our house and the one across the street.
On Gower Street?
Uh-huh.
Where,
it was all ranch land in
ranch
those
land.
Days. In back of our house was a big farm, and all the other homes around were just nothing there.
Oh, how interesting. Interesting. I see.
I can still remember, you know, all the houses being built and all that. And in the back of us is a big ranch, that's all.
Were there many Chinese in the neighborhood in Hollywood?
No. There were the only ones there.
And you stayed in Hollywood all your life?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, my. I see. Which elementary school did you go to?
Van Ness.
Which is in Hollywood,
yeah.
Right? And high school is also,
you know,
Hollywood
junior
High School?
Junior high, we went to John Burroughs.
Uh-huh.
And high school, we went to Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I see. While you were growing up, what kind of people in terms of ethnic group did you associate with?
What do you consider ethnic?
Meaning,
Chinese,
blacks,
Chicago. No, they're
whites.
All Caucasians.
All Caucasians.
The only ones you would consider ethnic, I guess, would be Jewish.
Oh, I see. Were there many Jews at that time?
Oh, yeah. Fairfax was known for being a Jewish school.
Oh, I see. So did you mostly befriend the Jewish group or the non-Jewish group?
Mostly, well, both.
Uh-huh. Did you hold any jobs while you were going to school?
No.
Mm-hmm. And how about college? Did you go
to
college?
Well, I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I didn't graduate.
And then you came back to Hollywood?
Yeah.
To get a job, I see.
Yeah, I went to work at an x-ray lab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then I finally bought this place myself in late 40s.
Ah, I see. During this time while you were growing up and working later on as an adult, no Chinese ever came into this area? Or very few Chinese came into this area?
In Hollywood?
Yeah.
Well, there's
I don't mean recently. I mean,
not
up
that
through
I know
the
of.
40s.
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. And when you were going through school, do you feel you were treated as a white?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was no prejudice at all when I was going to school.
Uh-huh.
We used to go to the beach, we used to go to movies together, and, you know, just like any other guy.
Did you ever think about going to a Chinese school in addition to
I never did because I think we were too far away, that's why.
And your parents never?
No, never pursued it.
Yeah. Did your parents often take you to Chinatown?
We'd go maybe once a week, you know, on Sundays. That was when we were small.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you grow older, say, you get in the teens, you get away from that. You don't go with your parents as much,
mm-hmm.
except when you're, you know, small, and you tag along.
I see. Did you eat mostly Chinese food at home or American food?
Well, it was more or less half and half, you know. And, you know, that's why my father go to Chinatown, you know, on weekends to pick up Chinese groceries. And that's
mm-hmm.
how, you know, we could eat half and half.
Mm-hmm. How about herbal medicine?
No, I never did take any of that.
Your mom never made any of those?
No.
Or?
My grandfather used to take it once in a while.
He lived with you?
Years ago he did.
Yeah,
passed away.
When you were a child?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. I'm sure he spoke Chinese with you.
No, he spoke English.
Oh, I see. Did he ever work in the railroad, your father? Grandfather?
No, he was in import-export business.
Mm. And before that, was he anything else?
Well,
I suppose he was the first generation to come over.
Yeah, he was what they called a merchant, I guess. You know,
even
passport.
Back in China?
Yeah, and when he came over on the passport, on his passport, it said merchant.
Interesting. When did your grandfather come to San Francisco?
It was in the early, I know it was before the earthquake.
Yeah.
Must have been about 1905, around there, I guess.
You think of yourself mostly as an American or Chinese?
Well, right now I consider myself more American. Because we've lived all our lives outside of Chinatown, and the only association we have with Chinese now is, well, we know quite a few Chinese people, but still we mix with them, but...
most of your friends are Caucasians?
No, mostly Chinese. But I didn't start mixing with Chinese people until I was about 19.
Mm-hmm. When you went up to college?
No. That was before I went to college. Let's see, in 1936.
When did you graduate from high school?
35.
35, I see.
1936, 1937, they were making all those movies.
Oh,
those Chinese movies. And
were you a part of those?
I worked for a while in it, you know.
As an extra or playing?
Yeah, and then after that, I went after all the activity was over in the Chinese movies, I went to college then.
What kind of movies did you make?
Good Earth and General Diet at Dawn. I don't know, there's so many of them, I can't remember them.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of those movies? Did they portray Chinese accurately?
Some did and some didn't. I thought maybe Good Earth portrayed it pretty good.
Why was there such an interest in Chinese?
I don't know. All of a sudden, they just seemed to be making all kinds of Chinese movies in around 36, 37, I guess, is when I made all the Chinese movies.
I see. Tell me a little bit about what it was like in Hollywood in the 1920s. How much things cost, what they were like.
Oh, everything was cheap in those days. Like at my dad's restaurant, all the studio people used to eat there. You get a complete lunch for 25 cents.
In the 30s?
During
the Depression?
Yeah, during the Depression.
Oh, by the way, did the Depression affect your father's restaurant business?
Mm-hmm. No. You have a complete dinner for 35 cents.
Mm-hmm.
10 cents more, you have dinner.
Mm-hmm. What about recreation? What kind of recreation did your family enjoy?
Well, we used to go fishing, play golf.
Both you and your father?
No, my brothers.
What did your father like to do in his spare time?
Well, he used to do more or less do-it-yourself man at home, you know.
He didn't do things like play mahjong?
Oh, yeah, he played occasionally when he had a chance.
How about your mother?
No, she didn't do anything.
Oh, were most of your parents' friends Chinese?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what language did they speak to each other?
Hongshan.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I see.
We had they had a few Caucasian friends.
As I understand it, you grew up with Caucasians, but somehow in the process, the friends that you have remaining are mostly Chinese?
Yeah. It just, I just got away from them, that's all. You lose track of them.
Of the people you grew up with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then later on, as you grew older, you tended to gravitate more toward
the
Chinese?
Yeah, drift over the Chinese. Uh-huh.
But they were all born here, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And why do you suppose that was the case? Was it because
I don't know. It just happened, I guess.
Did you attend any church or anything like that? Religious activities?
Yes, we when we were young, we attended the First Baptist Church in Los Angeles. That was down there on 8th and 7th in Westmoreland.
Was that an American?
Yes, uh-huh. It was an American congregation.
Uh-huh. I see. Did you continue to go to that church?
No, after we got to high school, I guess we just lost interest in going anymore.
So, from what I gather, you led more almost a totally American life in terms of your social activities,
mm-hmm,
until high school, and then it
yeah.
started gravitating more toward at least Chinese Americans,
mm-hmm,
not pure Chinese. Did you or your parents join any organizations in Chinatown?
No, I never did belong to any.
Where you grew up, did you go back to Chinatown to visit and to shop and eat?
No.
No, in the 40s and the...
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Is it also the weekly thing or becomes
no,
less frequent?
Myself, I used to go down every day almost.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with American food?
I don't know. You get to going around with a crowd, you know, and I say, well, see you tomorrow. So, that's all.
Which restaurant did you usually frequent?
Down in Chinatown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to go to Manjin Lo.
Yeah.
Far East. That was in the real early days.
And you met the people there, or?
No, I met them, I met most of them when we were working in the movies.
That's how
we got to know them.
I see. Did you know Bessie Liu?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Victor. Mm.
Victor Young?
No.
Victor Wong?
I forgot his last name, but he still works. He used to work for NBC Radio and then switched over.
Oh, Victor Kwan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and did they work with you?
No.
Work with you?
No, they...
She never casted you?
No. I think that Victor Kwan and Paul Kwan, they were at McGregor's in
uh-huh,
the early
uh-huh,
days.
Right. You'd never work with them.
No, they were in the sound.
Right, they were in the sound department. Who did you work with, Chinese actors and actresses?
No, I was just a plain old extra, that's all I was.
But at that time, who else was fairly well known?
Richard Liu.
Ah,
that's Bessie's husband.
Mm-hmm. What kind of roles did he play?
Oh, you know,
speaking parts,
play.
I assume.
Yeah, he was a villain most of the time.
Oh, I see. Bessie herself was in The Good Earth, wasn't she?
Yeah.
How about Anna Mae Wong, or was she much earlier?
She was much earlier.
I see.
But I don't know, after all the movie business, work in the movie, I just completely got out of it, went to college, and never did pursue it anymore.
Mm-hmm. You did it because of the money, I assume.
Yeah, and had a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. Did the rest of your family also participate in that, period?
My older sister did, but she was the only one.
Mm-hmm. I see. Were you aware of any important or well-known individuals of Chinese descent at that time.
What do you mean important?
Well, someone, say for instance, who held a post in the government, or well, at that time I assume there was.
At that time, there is few and far
very
between.
Very wealthy, perhaps, or very scholarly, or something.
Well,
like that.
Actually, the only
had a lot of influence.
The only one that had any influence was Y.C. Hong in those days,
right.
And I can't think of too many more.
Mm-hmm. So, what about the Suhu family? Do you know about?
Which one? Which Suhu family?
Peter.
Oh yes, they're good friends of my mother's.
Were they considered well known?
I don't know. They're just, I don't know, I never did know them too well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were thought to be well known.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think about going back to China?
No, I never did.
Not even later on as you
No.
become more closely associated with other Chinese. Did you send any money back home? Back to China?
No, I never did. My grandfather did.
How about your parents?
Yeah, they did. But I never did.
Uh-huh. And none of your brothers or sisters did?
No, not that I know of.
Do you still have any relatives back in China?
I guess I have some aunts over there.
They must be pretty old, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did your father or anyone you knew gamble at all? You know, don't mean playing mahjong at home. I meant going to the gambling joints.
Oh, gambling joints. Oh.
Huh?
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Your father never expressed or say a wish to go back to China, and neither did your grandfather. Right?
No, they never did.
When you got married, when you and your brothers and sisters got married, did you have a certain preference in terms of, you know, choosing a woman of your same ethnic background,
well,
or you didn't care?
No. Well, it's always nice to marry into your own race,
mm-hmm.
But my brother Richard and Walter and Mary, the ones who are living at home now,
mm-hmm.
They're not married.
Right. That's rather unusual, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And I have one brother, and he's married and living in Houston.
Oh, I see.
And he married a Hungarian girl.
And your wife is Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And who else was married? I believe another.
Grace.
Yeah.
She's married to a Chinese fellow.
Mm-hmm.
They live in Silver Lake area.
Uh-huh. Do you think your parents objected to your younger brother marrying
Well, in the beginning, they were kind of bitter about it, but then later on, everything, you know, just smoothed out and
mm-hmm.
worked out very nicely.
As far as you know, the two of them did not have any conflicts?
No.
In terms of the cultural differences?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was brought up in the Caucasian neighborhood and went to school and went to SC. Then he was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
After he was in, came out of the service, he went to work for Continental Oil, and he's been with them for
mm-hmm.
over 30 years now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay in your profession in the X-ray technology field, was it?
Yeah, X-ray. Well, we do industrial X-ray inspection for the aircraft, for the aerospace
Is
industry.
that your field of study for the 2 years that you were in college?
More or less, yeah. But that's all we do is government work, and
And you stayed
aerospace.
in that same field?
Yeah.
I see.
I've been in it for almost 40 years now.
I see. Were you treated differently, do you think, in your work, promotions and so forth?
Well, I was always in management, and I just ran everything.
There was no one above you.
Well, the guy that
That owns the place.
yeah, and then I bought him out in 48.
Also, I guess there is no one above
No.
that wants to promote you.
No.
I see. Did you ever hear of people making comparisons between Chinese and the Jews and
Well, the only comparisons I ever made, they say the Chinese are shrewd businessmen and so are the Jews.
I see. Most of your father's client at his restaurant were what, Caucasians?
Yes.
I see. What was your social life like back then, besides golf and fishing?
You mean what did?
I guess I meant in terms of non-outdoor activities. What else? For instance, were you did you date any Caucasian women, and if you did they did they reject you, or did they not?
Oh, yes, I dated Caucasian women, but I don't know whether it was a lark or what, but I don't think I'd ever marry him. Just just to be going,
Why wouldn't you consider marrying them?
I don't know. It just, I guess, you'd feel out of place if you did, in those days.
Oh, I see.
But
Interracial
now,
marriage was not so cool.
no,
That's
not
all
at that
accepted.
time, yeah, not. Whereas now it's common practice now.
I see. Did you have children?
Yes, we have one boy.
Born before World War II or after?
No, after. He was born 55.
Oh, I see, I see.
And he doesn't live with us. He lives in, he's got his own condominium now.
Yeah. You and with him, I assume it's the same story, grow up American.
Yeah, all his friends are Caucasian.
At that time, did you know of any interracial marriages in the 30s and 40s, besides your brother?
Very few.
Do you remember any at all,
Two
specifically, like
or three, I remember.
your friends?
Well, yeah, there's one. He married a Caucasian, and he divorced her. But
Oh.
then he turned around and married a Chinese girl.
Oh. Was that in the 30s?
Yeah.
And do you know whether the reason of the divorce was because they had cultural conflicts or other kinds?
Well, she always mixed with Chinese anyhow. And well, I guess maybe they couldn't have children, I guess that's why they split up.
At that time, was it fairly common for, say, not interracial marriage, but interracial dating? if you had walked into a restaurant in Hollywood with a white girl, would people look?
Oh, yeah. She'd turn around and look.
Uh-huh. I see. Why would they look? Was it unusual?
Yeah, in those days it'd be unusual.
I see. Oh, were you ever barred from anywhere?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh. Did you ever run across any instances of discrimination?
No. At school, I never did have any problem in school.
No, not at restaurants, not at theaters, so on and so forth.
Even in business now, I don't have any problems. I get my share of work, and I know everybody in the trade. That's probably helps too, because I've been in it so long.
Mm-hmm. Your friends, did they feel that it was useful to go to Chinese schools?
Yes.
Chinese American friends.
Mm-hmm.